Live from the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gerber Show, live from Dallas, Texas. CPAC 2022. I guess they're doing a sound check in the background. Nothing annoying about that to start your day. The guy can count to two, though. I got that going. Here are three big things you need to know right now. The economy having a tough time, and that's going to be the biggest issue, I believe, for the elections. Number two, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is pleading with the state Supreme Court again to take a look at her abortion request. We've got that happening. Plus, how did Tudor Dixon win? How did Tudor Dixon win the nomination on Tuesday in Michigan? Well, the Detroit News has a pretty good breakdown on that, a pretty good breakdown. In fact, she won a divided Michigan, but defeating Gretchen Whitmer is going to be a taller order. We know that Tudor Dixon will be here at CPAC. We'll talk to her again while she's here. As you know, we had a conversation with her after her victory speech in Grand Rapids at the Amway Grand. That was on Tuesday. And in fact, Tudor Dixon was on with Tucker Carlson last night. And I want you to hear some of the things that she had to say to Tucker. All right. Tucker Carlson with Tudor Dixon last night. Bite number six with Tucker. Here it is. Bite six. Go.
And in the state of Michigan, Tudor Dixon is now the Republican nominee. She will take on Gretchen Whitmer in the fall. We are interested in meeting her. So she joins us tonight. Tudor Dixon, thanks so much for coming on. Congratulations on your win. I think you're one of those candidates who won because you had ideas people liked. You're not part of any kind of party apparatus. Am I right?
Absolutely. Coming out of nowhere with this idea that family is important has seemed to be striking a nerve in the state of Michigan. So we've come out there and we've said, look, we lived through this shutdown. We lived through the worst shutdown. And we want to come around parents who want to actually be in schools. And now we have a lot of parents that are paying attention and want to be in schools. We want to come around our police officers, restore rule of law, go back to having safe cities in the state of Michigan, and maybe even try to talk to our job creators and support them instead of attacking them. Because you saw during COVID when Gretchen Whitmer attacked all of our job creators, that continues today. People don't know this, but she has this bureaucracy that reigns in the state of Michigan, and it hurts all of our job creators. That hurts our families.
That hurts our families. And that family first message sounds quite reminiscent of what we heard from Glenn Youngkin in Virginia, doesn't it? Parents first, families first. What about us? What about the kids? The Democrats spend all this time talking about the kids and how to transition them from girls to boys and boys to girls. But what about the kids, really? And what about their education? What about the fact that when Florida was back in school and Texas was back in school and all these other schools, and Michigan was still locked out with virtual learning, which was not anything but a virtual disaster for the children, period, paragraph. And Gretchen Whitmer brags about that. Listen, I gave her a pass, as I did a lot of folks, at the beginning of the pandemic, when they shut things down because we didn't know any better. But it didn't take very long for us to figure it out. And the Democrats figured it out, too. They figured, look at this. Look at how much power we have. They figured out something different. They didn't figure out what was best for the kids to be back in school like Governor Ron DeSantis did in Florida, or Governor Greg Abbott did in Texas, or Kristi Noem in South Dakota, or anyplace else. They didn't figure that out. No, they figured out, hey, look, we've got leverage here. We've got power here. We've got control. And that's what they figured out. So this parent's message is going to be a powerful message this fall in Michigan. Who's in charge of the children? Who is in charge of the children? Is it the government or is it the parents? Tudor Dixon's message is it's the parents. Here's a little bit more from Tucker Carlson last night. Bite number seven. Bite seven. Go.
I'm interested that the first thing you said was families are important. So for decades, generations, the Republican Party in Washington has sought to de-emphasize the so-called social issues. You're not supposed to talk about families right off the bat. You're supposed to talk about capital gains taxes. But you talked about families relentlessly, and voters seem to like that.
I know, it's shocking because at the end of the day, family is what's important. You know, Tucker, I just lost my dad. And my dad had a phenomenal career. But at the end of his life, it was me crawling into bed next to him and telling him how much I loved him that mattered. Family yes. is the most important thing.
That's right. That's right. You're not going to care about your stupid job on your deathbed. I think that all the time. Tudor Dixon, it is great to meet you. Congratulations. And, of course, we are fervently rooting for you in November. It's a great state. It deserves better. Thank you very much.
Thank
there you.
You
have
keep
it.
Rooting for me at TudorDixon.com. Thank you, Tucker.
There you have it. TudorDixon.com. You can find out more. Listen, she was not taken seriously by the other Republican candidates in the race for a very long time until, of course, she started showing up at the top of the polls 6 or 7 weeks ago. And then they said, oh. And then they spent a lot of money attacking her, as did the Democrats. Democrats spent over $2 million to paint Tudor Dixon as somebody who would slash funding for the police in an effort to raise other candidates. Meaning, they know she's a threat to them. She carried 80 of the 83 counties in Michigan on Tuesday in the primary. Now listen, Republicans I'm going to paraphrase out of the Detroit News today, focused on getting rid of Governor Whitmer, yes, and they view Tudor Dixon as the best option to do that. And she faces the challenge of uniting a fractured Republican Party to take on a Democratic incumbent with a massive war chest, $15 million or more. But here's where the Detroit News goes wrong. They're claiming that Governor Whitmer has a 55% job approval rating. This goes back to a poll back in May that nobody believes, by the way. Nobody believes it. The people that did the poll don't believe it. You're telling me that Governor Whitmer has a 20% better job approval rating than Joe Biden? Don't believe it for a second. We'll have polling on this coming out soon because I've seen other polls, but see, it was a Detroit News poll, so that's a poll they paid for, so they use the numbers, even though the numbers are, well, they're garbage. So, and then the first thing that they do in the article is they say, in the next 2 weeks, Dixon needs to raise millions of dollars and achieve a poll result that has her in striking distance of Whitmer or the race is over. Said Adrian Hemond, a Democrat and CEO of a Lansing-based political activist group, Grassroots Midwest. The governor has too much money, and nobody knows who Tudor is outside of the Republican primary electorate. Yeah, they didn't know Glenn Youngkin either. And he had a funny name, and he was an outsider. He had no chance to win. Go ahead. Underestimate her again at your own peril. Dear Democrats, underestimate Tudor Dixon at your own peril. She picked up 41% of the vote in a five-candidate race. Think about that. Five candidates. She got 40. She get 20% and squeaked by. She got 41% and won by, what, 20 points? Underestimate her at your own peril, Governor Whitmer. By the way, happy to have you both on the show at the same time. Anytime Governor Whitmer and Tudor Dixon want to sit down and have a conversation about important issues, you're welcome to come right here on this program anytime. It's an open invitation, all right? Are we good? Good. Open invitation. Governor Whitmer, you're always welcome to be here. You've been here many times before. We may not agree, but I am fair and I am polite. Quick break on the Steve Gruber Show. I'll be right back.
See it in the headlines every day. The price of everything is going up, and nothing's going up faster than the cost of energy. What if your heating and cooling bill doubled or tripled? What would that mean to you and your family? For most people, it would be devastating. It's time you learned about WellConnect. With WellConnect, you might be able to cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. And if you already have a well in the yard, you already have the key piece of equipment for a 100% renewable energy source. That's right, you're welcome to be the heart of a WellConnect hybrid geothermal system. WellConnect is a Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year alone, WellConnect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Why gamble on the price of energy? Get connected to WellConnect. Right now, you can still qualify for a 26% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. WellConnect.
If you're looking for a new best friend and you've already been to the shelter, it's time to check out TheBarkingBoutique.com.
The BarkingBoutique.com guarantees its puppies for the next 5 years and plenty to choose from. New arrivals daily. The BarkingBoutique.com. Healthy Cell delivers 165% more vitamin nutrition with its microgel formula. Studies show Healthy Cell packs a bigger punch than ordinary vitamins. Healthy Cell is made in America and recommended by Dr. Peter McCullough. Go to HealthyCell.com, use the promo code Gruber, and save 20%. HealthyCell.com, promo code Gruber.
We can't see tomorrow, but we can hear it. Tomorrow sounds like hydrogen being added to natural gas to make it more sustainable. It sounds like solar panels generating thousands of megawatts. And it sounds like carbon being captured and stored, keeping it out of our atmosphere. We've been bridging to a sustainable energy future for more than 20 years. Because what we do today helps ensure tomorrow is on. Enbridge. Life takes energy.